I'll start. This is rectating on Jean Borelli. Jean, Jean, Borelli. B, yes, boy, Barile, Borelli. Barile. Jean, Jean. Date of birth is 7/9/52. Date of visit. 2/8/23. This is my copy of this for Dr. Hassan Al-Khatib. H-A-S-S-A-N, Hassan Al-Khatib, A-L-K-H-A-T-I-B, A-L-K-H-A-T-I-B, M-D. Next paragraph, chief complaint is history of interstitial lung disease and hypoxia. Next paragraph is from illness. This is a 70 year old female who has previously been known to have interstitial lung disease, has been on home oxygen at 3 to 4 liters via nasal cannula. The patient had a prior history of open lung biopsy, and she has been treated for breast cancer. Has had a CT chest done in December 21, which showed usual interstitial pneumonitis pattern of fibrosis with basilar honeycombing and traction bronchiectasis. And these were present on prior CAT scans done in August of 2021. The patient also had some ground glass opacities in the upper lobes. She was started on OFEV. OFEV is OFEV. 150 milligrams BID. Since over 6 months, but has not taken them in the past 2 months. I'm sorry, since the past 1 month. Due to a change in her insurance. She, however, has quite severe side effects to OFEV, including abdominal discomfort, diarrhea, and cramping. And she has lost some weight. Next paragraph, past history has included history for hyperlipidemia, osteoarthritis, depression, history of breast cancer with mastectomy on the right and lymph node resection. She also had an open lung biopsy more than 2 years ago. And she has a history for glucose intolerance. Next, habits. The patient smoked less than a pack per day for about 2 years and quit more than 30 years ago. No significant alcohol use. Next paragraph. Allergies to Ceftonir. Next paragraph. I'm sorry, allergies to Ceftonir, latex, and shellfish. Next paragraph. Family history. Mother died of old age. Father died of CHF. Next paragraph. Review of systems. Patient has easy. Let's say patient has shortness of breath, wheezing, persistent cough, abdominal pains, nausea, cramping, and diarrhea. Just calf muscle pains. Just easy bruising. Just numbness of the extremities and joint pains. And just cataracts. Just fatigue. Leg and calf muscle pains. And anxiety. And denies any weight loss. Next paragraph. Med list included albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, TIDPRN. Atorvastatin, 80 milligrams daily. Nebulized albuterol and atorvastatin solution, BID. Metformin, 500 milligrams BID. Prednisone, 10 milligrams daily. Trelegy, Ellipta, 1 puff daily. Next paragraph. Physical exam. This moderately overweight elderly white female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure is 140 by 80, pulse is 102, respiration 16, temperature 97.5, weight is 169, saturation 97. HGND non-cephalic pupils react when equal. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and fine bibasal crackles. With no wheezes on either side. I'm sorry, with wheezes on both sides. Heart sounds are irregular, S1 and S2, no murmur, and S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no again, no megaly, bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema, dermal varicosities, no cap tenderness, reflexes 1 plus, with no gross motor depth, its cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Extensive. Interstitial lung disease number 2 is UIP. And number 3 is chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Number 4 is bronchiectasis. Number 5. Epilepidemia, number 6, history of breast cancer, status post mastectomy, and next paragraph, plan, the patient has been placed on O2 at 3 liters nasal cannula, and she was advised to get a CT chest this year, as well as a CVC and a complete metabolic profile. She will continue prednisone 5 milligrams daily, and also continue with OFEV 150 milligrams BID. Copy of a previous PFT was requested, and she will continue using O2 at 3 liters. To keep her SATs over 92%. patient also may benefit from pulmonary rehab and follow-up visit here in 4 weeks. Thank you for the consultation. Copy for Hassan Al-Khatib, MD. ALKHATIB, MD.